The demand for dolls, though, is up.
She totally gets me. We're friends for all time, my American girl. Hey.
It's been a good year for dolls, with sales up 12% over last year, according to market research firm NPD Group. And that's not even counting year-end holiday sales. Consumers have so far spent more than $1.5 billion on dolls and doll accessories. But it's not just the doll market that's growing.
Sparkle lights, princesses, Barbie girl.
Barbie sparkle lights, princess dolls light up.
Some of the new personalities on the doll shelf make Barbie seem downright puny. Dolls have gotten bigger in size. We ask reporter Ann Zimmerman into our studio to find out more about this. She covers the doll industry for the Wall Street Journal.
A fashion doll, typically fashioned like a Barbie doll, they're about 11 inches. And now these manufacturers are making dolls from 18 to 21 inches. There's the popular Disney princesses, Ariel, Tiana. They're now 18 inches tall. There's a line of private label dolls that Toys R Us has come out with, exclusive to them, called Journey Dolls. Again, 18 inches tall.
Has something changed to make manufacturers do this?
I think about 10 years ago, manufacturers noticed that girls were starting to, what they call, age out of dolls at a younger age. They were giving them up at around age 6. Barbie started appealing to younger and younger girls. Disney came out with a line of their princesses, and that appealed to younger girls, so they came out with a line of Barbie princesses to compete. So girls were aging out of them. I think also manufacturers looked at American Girl Doll. These are 18-inch dolls, very expensive, $100. So they did very, very well during the recession. While sale of toys weren't great, American Girl dolls went up by 7% in 2008, which is amazing. So I think manufacturers looked at that and said, this has staying power.
Although, if you go to Amazon.com toy section and you sort of get down to dolls, it looks like at least there Barbie and Barbie accessories dominate the bestseller list.
Absolutely. Barbie is still the undisputed queen of the doll aisle, but her growth has slowed.
Has anybody a theory on why girls gave up dolls at a younger age and also what they're doing instead of playing with dolls?
What they left for? They left for computer-based games and social media sites.
So in a way, interacting with real people, but not in a face-to-face way.
Right. Exactly.
Anne, thanks very much for talking with us again.
Thank you.
Anne Zimmerman is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal.